You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The San Francisco Giants are not a very good team right now. Let's not dance around that very real fact. They're not a very good team right now, but I think they're still going to be there at the end, and I think that sunnier skies are ahead. I could be wrong, though, so I'm going to ask Chris Haft. I'm Allison Footer. Chris, you know more than I do. I mean, we're both paying attention to this team, but you're paying closer attention. The offense stinks, and there's no other way to say it. And that has to change, right? There's too many good hitters in this lineup for this to continue. Am I dreaming?
No, you're not dreaming at all, Allison. You hit on everything. A lot of things have to change, but you can go up and down the lineup. Start and lead off to North Span, actually leads the team in multi-hit games. He has shown signs of really being a catalyst. They've gotten nothing from the number three spot. That's not good. That has to improve. Brandon Belt, since making the All-Star team, really hasn't done much in the second half here, and he's going to have to pick it up if the Giants are going to do anything. Buster Posey, back and all, is showing signs of life. That's a good thing for them. Hunter Pence and Joe Panic, who were sidelined for so long, are starting to look like themselves. What they need is for them to hit their stride, hit their form, and kind of shift to this number two spot. Jose Angel Pagan, he's been, you can call it a free agent salary drive if you want. Whatever he's doing well. He's about a 15-game hitting streak, and they certainly can use continued contributions from him.
So there's a lot of one-run losses, and that can, if you're the Oakland A's from a couple of years ago, that can derail a season if you lose too many one-run games. But as frustrating as those losses are for the Giants, there's actually a little bit of optimism you can take from that because it could have swung either way. It's not like they're going out. I don't know how to phrase this, but it's not like they're going out and getting it handed to them every night, right? I mean, they're in these games, and they're just needing a couple bounces to go their way. Is that kind of the overall general theme of what's happening?
Definitely an accurate perception there, more than a perception. It's just the way it is. They're playing, and it's kind of tough. It's difficult as a writer, not that any of the listeners care, but it's difficult because it's the same game every night. They may fall behind, then come back and make it close, or they may take an early lead, squander that, but hang in there. I mean, 8 one-run losses out of the 21 losses they've suffered since the All-Star break, that's a big percentage of the defeats, the one-run games. It also reflects that, something's going wrong each night, whether it's the hitting or the pitching or the relief pitching or the defense. Something comes up to bite them each game, and they've got to, whether that's mental or physical or just baseball luck, that's another thing that has to change.
So did I read this right, that they had a stretch like this in 2014?
Yes.
Wow,
I don't think it really registered with any of us at that time. Plus, I think the All-Star break got in the way. But, it was after that they called up Joe Panic and Matt Duffy, and things started to click. They started winning. All they did was make a wild card, that year. I know that there's, you hear a little bit of a disparaging tone in my voice. I think it's good. The expanded playoff system is good for baseball. I do think it cheapens things a little bit, though. But, they won the
wild card.
They won the wild card. They fought through all that to win the World Series. So, it's been done before. I mean, they should take a lesson. They should heed the, lessons of recent history, so to speak.
Yeah, no, I think that there's just too much talent there I just can't imagine the Giants sort of cratering in September, even though they didn't have a good September last year, so I will acknowledge that. But when you look at this starting rotation, do you think, this is a rotation that can really do to take them far? I don't know. I was watching the game yesterday. Matt Cain was doing fine until he wasn't. But, of course, Johnny Cueto is having a great year. Do you see this as a solid rotation? I don't know. If you had to give them a grade, A through F, what would you grade them?
Oh, right, right now I'd grade them a C or C minus because Cueto has not pitched well in the second half. Jeff Samardzija has not pitched all that great in the second half.
Right.
Moore has really hasn't done a whole lot. I mean, he's two quality starts out of three. I mean, that's okay, but it's not as if he set the world afire. And Matt Cain's in danger of losing his spot in the rotation, if temporarily, if not longer. But, I mean, you can kind of turn it the other way, and, you know, they're not that far off from where they were in the first half. So it's still more potentially, yes, the rotation is still more of an asset than a liability.
They have an interesting September. So they start the month with a road series at the Cubs, and then they go to the Rockies and the Diamondbacks. There's a lot of bad, you know what? There's a lot of bad teams in this division. I think that they can make up some ground. They have a long homestand against the Padres, and they have, so they kind of get the best of the NL Central in September, which is sort of unfair. But there's still a lot of time. I mean, I guess what it comes down to is they have to take advantage of the upcoming games against the Padres and on some levels the Rockies, and really to just get this thing back on course.
True enough. And both teams have been a thorn in the Giants' side. So those will be significant games. Of course, every game at this point is significant. And they'll be pointing toward those nine games they have left against the Dodgers. They got to win probably, no matter where they are in the standings, they probably have to win about six of them or seven of them to make a positive difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And I forgot to say the Diamondbacks are also in this in the schedule. So, and they're not having a good season either. Okay. So, yeah, I think that things are going to turn. I think we're on the verge of that. And so thank you, Chris. We will catch up with you next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.